Matt, earlier, shared with you in St. Luke. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them at the inn. What a present. Thank you, Debbie. She is an obligation in Winchester and has to take care of some items in West Virginia. What a present unto the world, the baby, Jesus. Last week, if you were here, Matt did a wonderful job, and it was pretty much absolute bedlam up here towards the end of the program. We had gifts coming out and presents going, and people were revealing secret prayer partners. And also, people were so kind to me personally, and I received many gifts last week. I was so moved. People realized that I love the five-star restaurant Roy Rogers, and I received card after card of a little gift card to go to Roy Rogers and eat those breakfasts and lunches. Kind things and cards with wonderful messages written inside, and I thank you all so much. In just a few days, you'll all be exchanging presents, whether it'll be family, whether it'll be friends, and it's a marvelous time of year. It's a time to give thanks to our loved ones and also those that have been kind to us and helpful during the year. But this morning, I want to share with you a Christmas present that I received last week. This is the one present I received. Now, from someone here at church. Their initials, I don't know the name, their initials are D. Vogel. And you probably could have guessed that. And this is a very unique gift that I received because I got such a chuckle out of this gift. It was written, it was tied, and when this was separate, and Joe came to me and says, "This is just for you. This one bag is just for you." And on the small card that was handwritten, it said, "A winter snow survival kit." I was given for Christmas a snow survival kit. And I don't know if you were here last week, last year, and you remember, the winter that we had, snow after snow, ice and snow, and VDOT was called out more than 30-some times, which is unheard of in this area. It was a difficult winter. So when I got back and I started to open this, I started to chuckle. You know that if when snow is called in the D.C. area, that the first thing that you do is you run to Giant, you run to Safeway, Food Line, wherever you go, you get milk, you get bread, and you get... Of my many years at Mount Calvary, this is the first time that I have received this gift. Thank you, Dee, and it's in my favorite color for this gift, so just wanted to thank you there. There were things in here that I just couldn't, I was amazed about how that they took the time and effort to go through, and all the little items here, their candies, their nuts. There's an item here that I have not opened, and I'm almost afraid to open. I don't know. I never knew this product was even produced. I have the one and only can, I believe, of the Pringles pecan pie. I don't even know if that sounds good or not. I don't know. We'll vote on this later on. This is a can of pecan pie Pringles. Another gift. Bet you didn't get that for Christmas over there, Terry. You look all over Florida. You ask Mickey himself if he's ever had any.
It's a little goofy.
Going. And then as I started to to look through the gift. I started to, I was moved, not only by, and trust me, folks, I believe that Dee and Susan and Brian and Joe, the kids, you just have a wonderful gift of giving. And for those of you that have been downstairs for our meals, they do the wonderful job of decorating, and I believe it is God's gift that they have. And most importantly, they are willing to share that gift. Four roles in the first one. But as I started to go through these items, I started to think more and more about spiritual applications on the gifts that I was given. I started to realize, and in the bag I pulled out the small bottle of water. And immediately, I was sitting on the couch at home, and I have my Bible always over on the side. I turned to John, the 7th chapter. If any man thirst, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as it says in the scripture, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. So something happened when I was starting to get in this gift. The things that I would pull out, and I go, oh, how wonderful it is the way that God gives us his living water when you are thirsty. I looked more into the bag and I saw little items that'll help you there. They're little facial tissues, Kleenex, and these little wipes. No? Don't get ahead of me now. This is my sermon, okay? In the book of Revelations, they will wipe away. And this year it just seemed that there were a lot of tears shed around Mount Calvary this year. And I just want to thank God for his willingness to wipe away our tears. So appropriate that just this past week we had the memorial service I told you about a little bit. About this young man and the challenges that he faced going and serving his country. The challenge that he faced with a family, that a lot of challenges there. But I saw the love that was shared. And there was laughter and there were tears. And my God, he wipes away all the tears, all the tears. I received a little bounty. What do you call this? Help me. Come on, B. Go back to your, what is it?
Quicker picker-upper.
I love a quicker picker-upper. I love a quicker picker-upper. There are times in my life where I just need a quicker picker-upper. There are times that I've stumbled. There are times that I've just done the wrong thing. And my goodness, give us this day our daily bread. But this is the good part. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. I serve a quicker picker-upper every day of my life. All you got to do is call on him. All you have to do is call on him. As I was going through and I was looking, there are some half-eaten things in this bag that I've not shared with you. But the two that kind of struck me, during the storm, lights go out, power goes out, what do you need? You need a flashlight. And if you're like me, and we do the snow shoveling over the project where I work at, and people are so kind because they will bring us soup. Trust me, about 3 or 4 days after snow, we eat soup, 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 until we no longer care for soup on a regular basis. But that first day you go out, you've been shoveling, you walk back inside, and you have a nice, warm, hot bowl of soup. The way that I eat it with crackers. And I do not skimp on my crackers, because I always get the crackers that are salted. Matt, I'll look good when I pass on, I hope, after all this, you know, things. I eat the crackers with the salt on it, because I like them. And I read, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing, but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men. The 14th verse in the 5th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. Ye are the light of the world. And this is the part that I was opening and I was pulling items out. And immediately I'd take something out and I'd go to the scripture and I'd start to read. And when I got to this part where it says, ye are the light of the world, I go, wow. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. You're the salt. You are the thing in this world that gives it flavor. I know that here at Mount Calvary, many times people have commented to me, and they come and make statements. They said, Pastor, you're so fortunate to have the folks that you have that attend your church. And I say, amen. We have characters here at Mount Calvary. I dare to say, if you took the picture and compared our offering attendance with any other offering attendance of any church close by, you could pick out Mount Calvary and the couple taking up the offering. The music that we sing, sometimes it's a little different. Debbie's singing this morning that little jazz swing number. I love the message in it. I love a place where you can come and be yourself. I'm not fond of walking in, putting on your church face. Nope. I'm not fond of walking in and just having to change your whole personality and tone it. I think when you come into church, it's just like when you pray. There was a man who was very famous, known to be one of the great prayer warriors of God. And it is said whenever he would go to prayer, he would start by almost, it seemed like he was continuing a sentence he was already speaking. Just a conversation, because he was always in conversation with God. You got to be yourself in the house of the Lord, because God knows you and he knows me. He knows the things that makes us happy. He knows the struggles that we share. He has sent his son to die upon a cross. He has given us the greatest gift of all through his son, and that is salvation. He promised the resurrection, the resurrection, the resurrection. But also he, in his word, I will give you life in life so much more abundant. This is how you deal with things. And why do we have all these presents? And I know that you have marvelous trees at home, and I know that some of you have gone out of your way. It takes a lot of effort to come up with all these different items. There are things that I couldn't even bring. These are Chips Ahoy. I don't know how I get Chips Ahoy in here. I looked all the way through the Bible and never found one reference to Chips Ahoy. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm glad they're in there. Presents. And the time that you'll spend in the next few days are very precious. I like presents. There's nobody, and everybody likes getting a present. Come on. But at the same time, the reason that you give the present is so much more important than the present itself. It states, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works, not for your own praise," no, "that they may see your own good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." The whole purpose behind this is simply to give glory unto God. I love the way that Matt shared about going over to National Harbor to seeing that ice sculpture at the end. Seeing that full-size sculpture of the manger scene. I love the way that this time of year people can be so kind, they can be warm, they can be generous. And I love it so much because people, if your mind is in the right place, if your heart is open and receptive to His Word, you will feel in your heart without a shadow of a doubt that you're doing this to simply bring glory unto God. He's the one that we should be most thankful to. He is the one who has created. He is the one who decided to send His Son. He is the one to be praised during Christmas. Matt was supposed to leave his notes for the Christmas sermon up here, and he didn't do that last week. So, in essence, you got stuck with a sermon out of a bag. If you'd like to blame Matt later, go right ahead. I don't know if it's the right sermon. To some of you, it may sound silly. But folks, I will challenge you to do one thing. On Christmas Eve or Christmas morning, when you start open presents, you start to be thankful unto your Heavenly Father for all the gifts that you have been given in your life. You be thankful not only for the physical things. You be thankful for His wonderful Holy Spirit. You be thankful for families. On Wednesday, as we were traveling through the townhouses, and I saw Brother Mike back there with that little stroller, and he had that little bundle of joy all wrapped up out of the wind. I don't know when I've ever seen a grandfather more proud. I just love calling you grandfather. Love calling guys younger than I am grandfather. I just love that. I don't know when I've ever seen a more proud grandfather. Gifts given to us by God. You want to share that gift this year? You let somebody know. You give them whatever gift God has laid upon your heart, but the most of all, you share the love of the Father. People want to feel that here at this season, at this time of year. Oh, the gifts are wonderful, and the things you've given, oh, thank you so much, God. But the thing that you want to know is that somebody simply cares. And it may be a difficult time. It may be lonely. You may have just lost a loved one, and this will be your first Christmas without that loved one. It's a challenge, folks. And they want to feel. They want to feel, most of all, the love of God. They will see your good works, and they will glorify the Father. They will glorify the Father. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house. We have sung praises unto your name today. We've lifted up the name of Jesus. We've sung about the birth of that baby in the manger. We have shared just precious items from our hearts, God, and about how that you so richly bless our lives. It's the end of the year, and Heavenly Father, do we just want to be thankful to you for what you've done for us. And God, we want you to challenge us, each one, to take time during this Christmas season to share with those that are in need, those that are drowned down, trying, those that are just simply sad and lonely, God. They need to hear that there is a God who loves them enough to send a baby who would grow up to die upon a cross for the remission of our sin. We thank you for that, God. Challenge us. God, let us be the light to shine into this world, possibly the only light that some folks will see. So God, just get after us and just allow us to be those beacons of light that you would have us to be, so that men will glorify you. We ask this in Jesus' precious name.